history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Right, good morning. Here we go.
How are you? Are you straight into it as how you are?
I love this. This is animals again. Nature, what's all that about?
Nice.
Nature, what's all that about?
Researchers have discovered three new shark species in New Zealand waters while they were doing a survey at the Chatham Rise, which is an oceanic area just off New Zealand's east coast.
Ooh.
Which I thought was going to be the Chatham Islands, but it's not.
Okay.
Anyway, they found this out last year, and I'm gutted. This was last January. I'm gutted. I only read about it the other day. The sharks in question are the kite fin shark, the black belly lantern shark.
Cool name.
And the southern lantern shark. What make these stand out more than anything else is they glow in the dark.
What? That is so cool.
And they're fluorescent blue.
Blue glowing sharks.
Check it out. All right, okay.
Googling
shark.
As we speak.
Fluorescent shark.
Now, the kite fin is now known as the largest known luminous underwater creature. They grow up to about 1.8 metres and are usually found swimming around 300 metres below sea level.
Whoa, these are beautiful. I'm just looking at some photos of them. They really do glow blue.
Yeah.
They're very thin as well.
They prey on smaller sharks, bottom-dwelling fish and crustaceans.
We're all bottom-dwelling fish at the end of the day, aren't we?
Eh?
Never mind, carry on.
Though light emissions has been documented before in range of aquatic life, like jellyfish and squids, this is the first time scientists have ever been able to find bioluminescence in sharks.
That's wow. Seriously cool. I always feel like bioluminescence is one of those things that I've never actually seen it happen. It happens like occasionally around like the barrier and on Waiheke even, people are like, oh yeah, there was some bioluminescence sort of surfing today.
Yeah.
And I would love to see it because it feels like one of those things that I'm like, until I see it, is it real? Is it magic?
What is it? The ocean version of the Northern Lights. And
so cool. Another thing I'd love to see.
Fancy seeing both of them at the same time. Wouldn't it?
You can see auroras really well down in like Invercargill and around Queenstown and all those kind of like southern areas where there's not a lot of light pollution. If you get there at the right time, beautiful.
Right, I can feel a road trip coming on. Maybe we should do the show from down there.
I reckon. Go on a glowing road trip.
Yeah. Anyway, bioluminescence, that's so hard to say, and I said it twice, so never again, has often been seen as a spectacular yet uncommon event at sea. But considering the hugeness of the deep sea and the occurrence of luminous organisms in the zone, it's more obvious now that producing light at depths must play an important role structuring the biggest ecosystem on the planet. I forgot that the sea is the biggest ecosystem on the planet.
Mm. It's pretty incredible, really.
It's mad, isn't it?
I think the thing that freaks me out about the sea is how much we don't know about it.
Yes, yeah. I think we've only explored 3%. I'm pulling that number out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, I like your style. Because I believed every word of that.
This is the segment for it.
Yeah, I have to look into that.
I'll look it up now.
The three new shark species all live in what is often called the ocean's twilight zone.
The ocean's twilight zone.
Ranging between 200 and 1,000 metres below sea level. They should... Yeah, below sea level. Everything's below sea level, though, isn't it, in that environment? When I thought about it. Beyond which solar light does not penetrate and is too weak to initiate photosynthesis.
That is amazing.
So what they reckon is, facing an environment with no place to hide, the sharks appear backlit against the bright surface of the water, leading researchers to suggest that the sharks need the blue glowing camouflage to fend off potential predators and capture prey for survival.
Whoa, okay. So the thing that we think makes them stand out actually is camouflage.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Further research is required to uncover why the kite fin shark is luminescent, given the species has few or no predators.
Unlike the other two sharks, it's just hanging out. It looks cool.
They reckon it could be so they actually use their glow to see their prey on the floor. Right, now, the whole point of this story is I want to do a pitch now to Kelly Tolton's because I had this brilliant idea.
Are you listening, Kelly Tolton's?
If you get some of these, I don't know if, maybe you shouldn't because they might be protected, but maybe get some little baby ones just for a couple of weeks just to see how it works. Get some of them, get some puffins who beaks, they glow in the dark, and have a hard house night.
That would be so good.
That would be
some
so month. Good.
Because puffins, their beaks glow in the dark.
I didn't know that.
Under UV light.
It's really cool. You should look up a photo of that too.
Absolutely fantastic. What you do is you get like a little harness that you can have the puffin in front of you.
Oh, God.
Rather than a glow stick.
And you just...
Maybe this is a real bad idea.
Rave around with the puffin strapped to your chest. Someone's texted in to say that they've seen bioluminescence at Muriwai and it was so mint.
Yeah.
Is there like a radar that goes out or something being like, there's bioluminescence here? Because I'd love to see it.
Probably. There's definitely one for the... I know I just mentioned the Northern Lights twice now in this segment about the sea, but there is one for the Northern Lights and the Southern Lights. Also, I looked it up. We've only explored 5%
of the ocean. Oh, you weren't far off.
I was not far off.
That amazes me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have believed that. I would have believed 3%, but not 5%. It's mad how that
it
works,
is quite
isn't it?
Crazy to think that we've probably got further into space.
Yes.
Wow.
Crazy. I'm going to hit this.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Apparently platypus also glow in the dark.
Oh, I love duck bill
platypuses.
That's
very cool. We're hitting the Bard of Bollocks thing today, but we've got a very special one. Do you want to introduce what's going on here,
yeah,
Rob?
I've been writing poems for quite a while now, and I've actually put some to music, and this is one of them.
And just so you know...
Yeah, there's a little bit of swearing. I do apologise, a little bit of swearing. So if your kid's in, just like a cough or something like that every now and again.
It's 3 minutes long, so if you've got people very sensitive to swearing, that's how long you have to hum loudly for. Let's have a listen.
Now, this one is, MR is a penis. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me, that makes you 100% penis. Someone once told me, for you, it's all an act. If that's the truth, fucking hell, that's worse. Now, that's a fact. I don't know if you realise you come across as a complete and utter twat. And if you live in America, you'd be wearing a MAGA hat. So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, do us all a favour, Emma. Go off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. You're a penis.
Mark Richardson.
Go off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Go off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Go off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. Go off and go away. If you come back, fuck off again. So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, go off and go away. 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 Ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% penile. When you come out with ridiculous shit, it shows me you have no class, and to me that makes you 100% go away. Go off and go away. Go off and go away. Go off and go away. So unless you've got something constructive or intelligent to say, do us all a favour, Emma. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Chef's kiss.
That
10 out of
10.
That's
the best thing I've ever heard.
That is the Bard with MR. That's the radio edit, can you believe?
Yeah, there's another.
I love the dog barks. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Right at the right moment, but it gives you the idea.
This is so good. Someone says, add this to the playlist, please.
Oh, yeah, please do.
It's and a vote 10 for out of 10 top song. 10.
I want to get number one.
Let's make Rob number one.
Nice.
That is so good. With a mystery producer. Yes. Who are they? We'll never know.
You'll never know. And I've never folded under police questioning, so I'm not going to tell you anything.
Everything stops with Rob.
No, nothing.
That is beautiful. Thank you very much, The Bard of Bollocks. What an extra special mind trench.
I've got more on the way as well.
Someone's already voted.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Watch this space.